Network. Victor Ostrowski, we will continue with your phone calls into the final hour that we just kicked off. And I got a bunch of news on the BP oil spill, on the economy, on what's happening in China, North Korea. It's all coming up. But former Mossad case officer, and he's also a Navy commander, so uniquely qualified to speak about the flotilla fiasco. Victor Ostrowski is our guest for about another 5 minutes. Free Patriot in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Go ahead.
I have a question, and this is for mainly towards Victor. If Israel was attacked by other nations and threatened its existence, is it still possible for Israel to initiate the Samson option?
Well, Israel has a nuclear capability, and I don't think they consider that. The Samson option is kind of like a generality that is used, which is, you know, we'll take them with us and we'll go. Israel has the capability of smaller nuclear weapons that can take out enemies that are trying to attack it without destroying itself. Nobody around in that area really has the kind of capability to compare. And head of Mossad just said about a week ago that Iran's capability has been hampered and, you know, their whole system is coming down anyway. So,
Iran's trying to have it enriched in Brazil, and then our own government's trying to block that. So, and that fixes it right there.
And Turkey, by the way.
Yeah.
Turkey and Brazil both offered to do that. So, kind of like, It's a strange thing, but I they have the option. They have the military capability and the nuclear capability to do that, but I don't think it should be called the Samson option anymore because they're it's not a self-destructive element.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's talk to David in Florida. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Alex, I have a question for Victor. You had a guest on the other day, Mr. Hart, and he was talking about the Mossad might be involved with the 9/11, and that was his theory. And I was wondering what Victor thought.
Yeah,
of
the
that.
Former BBC reporter, I had him on because he talked to engineers who said it was explosives, and we know the buildings were blown up. That's a separate issue. And then he was saying his theory is that Al Qaeda was going to do the attack, and that Mossad knew about it, and because it did come out in our news that Mossad was shadowing him. But what's your take on that, Victor?
It's absolutely ridiculous. Israel as a whole, Mossad in particular, would never get involved in anything like that. The U.S. is an ally. We disagree on things. Israel disagrees with them. But never, ever, ever would Israel do that. And if anybody, you know, this is, and again, like I said, I'm not the one defending Israel or whatever, but I can tell you that categorically, that knowing the people in the Mossad, knowing a lot of friends of mine who are still working there, that would not be done, ever. This is...
Well, here's my issue. Government staged terror, and Israel wanted us to go into the Middle East, but Dick Cheney was in control of the stand down. The Pentagon, NORAD, CIA drills that day, and so I see, you know, these intelligence agencies all joined at the hip. So I know that, you know, governments are capable of anything. My whole issue is, and of course I question, you know, I expose the entire 9/11 situation, that people who think Israel did the thing all by themselves.
No, I don't think Israel was involved at all, period.
And what I'm saying is Israel couldn't run the attack, even if you believe that it is an inside job, which I do, Victor. I have the evidence. I'm saying Israel couldn't run the entire attack.
Well, Israel could not have been even involved. And that would be, you know what, Israel is an open society on that level, and they would have come out. And there is just no basis for that. And I can tell you that Israel would never, ever do that.
But certainly you've heard all the accusations about Israel being involved.
I've heard so many things, you know, about the kitchen sink on them. And I'm the first one to point out what they are involved in and what they're not from my personal knowledge. I can tell you that one thing I can guarantee with my life, and I would stake my life on that Israel had nothing to do with 9/11.
Well, you know what, sir? We've got a break. Do a few more minutes. Listen to the side, because I'm going to finish up on this discussion with our guest, Victor Ostrowski. Stay with us.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Victor Ostrowski is our guest. The website is thebookpatch.com or ostrowskifineart.com. Former naval commander and then a Mossad commander, case officer, handler, spy master, whatever you want to call it. And I was talking to him during the break, and I said, look, I think Israel does corrupt bad things. They've been caught doing false flags. You know, you've talked about it. And I said, I don't think Israel could carry out 9/11. And he said, well, Israel didn't do it, I can tell you that, but they sure could carry it out. So, whoa, he's got my attention there. I want to hear what he has to say on that subject, and I'm glad that the caller brought up that point. Victor, please enlighten me.
Well, anybody could do it. It was a very simple operation. The point was this, that the operation that the Al-Qaeda carried out in taking out the buildings in 9/11 and doing this whole attack was based on a simple, basic thing. And the basic thing was that you were defenseless. You stood there. You had no expectations of it. You didn't have any system to protect you against it. You did not take any measures to stop anything like that. You were not even thinking in that direction. You had a whole system that was built and designed to fight the Soviet Union and to fight other, you know, countries. And here comes a small organization, relatively small, that had trained in the U.S. to fly planes, gets onto an airplane. You did not have a locked door between the front and the back. you know, you go onto any allowed plane and this would...
No, I understand, Victor, but what I'm saying is, I mean, you're looking at this from the way it's projected at us. I'm looking at what, you know, the evidence shows happened on 9/11.
Well,
the point is, does Israel have... I mean, you know, technically, then you're saying a group of Israelis could have gone on, taken over, and...
A group of... You know what? Let's put it this way. A group of Kurds could have done it.
I know, but Israel doesn't have suicide operators.
Well, you know what? It's... First of all, every country at its own time had somebody who could, you know, I mean, the first suicide bomber was, you know, was Israeli in a way. I mean, Samson said, may I die with the Philistines. So, you know, it started somewhere. But the point of it is that to carry out such an operation, you don't need much. And to say that you have to have a whole system in place, when you're talking about, you know, NORAD or whatever, you're talking about some civilian airplanes that are flying in the air out of their lock when nobody at the time was thinking about that being done and that an airplane could actually be used.
Okay, let's go over this briefly. I mean, let me tell you then, and I can send you all this if you want it, because I don't expect everybody to, you know, be aware of everything going on. It is confirmed Colonel Stephen Butler at the Defense Language School, Monterey, California, AP, San Jose Mercury News, and I talked to him on the phone. It is confirmed in Newsweek, everywhere, that these guys, I've interviewed Springman, the head of the visa division. They were ordered to let them in. They were told their terror list is only their cover. They work for us. The CIA was running a drill that day.
They didn't have a terror list at the time.
The CIA did. The CIA did with the State Department.
Yeah, you know what? Here, I'll make a deal with you. You see, I'm in total disagreement with you. Okay? And I'm allowed to do that. I mean, you're the first guy who will say that I'm allowed to have a different opinion than you.
Sure, yeah.
I'm saying, okay, you got my email. Send me the stuff. Let me look at it. I'll come back, and I'll give you my opinion. I may tear everything you say down.
Well, I mean, NORAD did stand down, and we do have the tapes of them saying, what's this exercise stuff on my screen?
Absolutely. It makes absolute sense. You know, if that's the case, and if that's there, yeah. Why would they think differently? It's not been done before. You know what? I was on a radio show when my book came out by way of deception, and I was arguing that, you know, some people are defending Israel's acts to the extreme. And I said, what would happen one day if somebody walks up to you at 30,000 feet and puts a gun to your head and says, show me your passport? Now, do you want to have a passport that has a total agreement with everything Israel does, or do you want to have somebody that actually stood up and said something? So this was not something that was not on the minds of people in intelligence services around the world. Israel did not put steel doors in the airplanes because they thought it would be better for the pilots because, you know, women wanted to get to them. There was a reason for that. We all knew that. America decided not to take action, not to protect itself, because it was too costly, because it would take too much money.
Let me expand on that. I mean, they've got naked body scanners in to teach us how to submit.
Now they do.
To teach us how to submit to tyranny. Look, the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. That's now declassified. I've got the Army training manuals for captains in black ops that have been leaked, which the government admits are real, where they teach our Army captains how to stage terror attacks. Now, you know about false flag. You talk about Israel, right?
Absolutely.
So what I'm telling you is, look, now to be clear what you said during the break, though, have you looked at the information about 9/11 having evidence of false flag?
No.
Are you aware that there are police and firemen saying, get back, they're blowing up Building 7, and that BBC reported Building 7 had fallen 25 minutes before it fell?
No. No, I'm telling you right now, no, I don't. But you see, I've been brainwashed or whatever you want to call it, but I don't believe that the American government, I don't believe that the Israeli government, I don't believe that.
Now, I think it's rogue networks within the government structures working together. Look, I mean, Cheney.
What would be the point? No,
all right, PNAC, Project for New American Century, September 20th, 2000, said, minus a huge Pearl Harbor catalyzing event, we're not going to be able to launch our Pax Americana world government. We need a giant stage terror attack. We need a terror attack.
You know where all this has a problem? Where I find a problem with the American government supposedly trying to take over everything? If we did, we wouldn't be in such a big debt to China. I mean, look at the situation we're in today. The situation is not of a world leader. The situation we're in today, you know, is as a nation almost at its knees economically to a world that it gave open access to everything it has. If you think there's a problem here, I'll tell you what I think the problem here. I think the problem here is that we have no tariffs. I think that anybody can come to this country, sell whatever they want at whatever price they want, and we cannot go back
and sell to them. No, I agree, but that's globalization. We were, the globalists used America to build its empire. Now they've set us up as the boogeyman, and they're going to basically chop us down like wheat in the autumn. Victor Ostrowski, I really appreciate you joining us. And the website is thebookpatch.com. Two interesting, informative books, critically acclaimed, on the inside of the Mossad and the Israeli government. I look forward to having you back in the near future, and we appreciate your insight on the situation with the flotilla. And as that unfolds, you may be back with us next week for a brief interview if you can, okay?
Anytime you want.
Victor, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Interesting having him on. So we've had people on that believe Israel is the source of all evil. We've had people on who basically love Israel and think it can't do much wrong. We've had people on kind of in the middle of the road like Victor. So we're trying to give a wide view to this as I try to decipher what's going on here for myself. You know, like I've always said, I can't tell right away what's going on. But give me time, I can tell you. Just like day one, I said, look stage with the underwear bomber on Christmas. And within a month, we knew the State Department was ordered to let him on and protected him, and that was staged. And I'm not sure yet, but I'm getting more and more there that BP was a staged deal to pass carbon taxes. Now we find out that the stock was dumped by Goldman Sachs 2 days before at a record low. I mean, I know how this system works, and I think even intelligent people like Victor, they look at it in a two-dimensional way, but I'm looking at it in a not even a three-dimensional or four-dimensional, but a fifth-dimensional, you know, all these different angles and compartments and, dimensions to it, you know, to really get that full spectrum analysis. That's how we're able to predict things so accurately here on the show. But it's mind-boggling. Look, I'm going to go to your calls in a bunch of news, but I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. He hadn't been on in a while, and gold has been way up in the last week. Record levels in Europe, record levels here. Premiums on gold coin surge. This is out of International Business Times. Despite the rising prices of gold, physical demand for the yellow metal continues to surge. Physical demand for gold is robust, and premiums on gold coins continue to rise in key bullion markets in London, Dubai, Mumbai, New York, and Beijing. According to the analyst for Goldcorp, premiums on British gold sovereigns have increased from 3% to 7% in just 1 month on British sovereigns, and British investors buy the coins as they do, and then it just goes on from there. And so I want to point out, Ted keeps buying gold when it's low, selling it when it's high at the old price, and he's run out of almost everything at, you know, the price when gold was $70, $80 lower. But he's still got a little bit, and then he bought other coins as it was going up that are still the best deals you're going to find. I mean, I use the example of I've seen one of the biggest gold companies selling francs, European francs, fifth of an ounce for 360. And Ted last week, they were 250 something. I mean, Ted's losing money in this market if he bought them now. So there's always a premium, but you can forget the premium. You can forget, even bullion prices with these deals. So briefly, Ted, what do you have right now for people that's available? Because most coin shops are sold out or there's giant premiums.
Well, like you said, Alex, the best thing that I have going on right now is the franc coin at $256.68. Now, if you buy that coin from us, you're going to get a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster too.
Yeah, but if people have already got the free forecaster, which is twice a week and a great value, that isn't what matters. That $256 per fifth of an ounce franc, that's a really good deal.
It's as good as it gets across the entire globe. And you're right about the British sovereigns too. The premiums have shot up in them. The supplies are so thin that I don't even sell them right now. I'm not keeping stock because
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Folks, don't screw around. Call up. Fifth of an ounce, Franks. That's what I've been buying the last few years. Really great deal. But briefly, Ted, when we come back, tell us about some of the other coin offers you've got that are also excellent deals. Folks, you're not going to find Franks any less than this, and you're probably not going to be able to find them this low. And plus, it's a Patriot organization. They've got them on hand, ready to ship to you right now. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. By the way, I talked to Jim Tucker, the granddaddy of the Bilderberg sleuths, and there wasn't a point to get him on today. He said he hadn't gotten any intel yet, but he should have it tomorrow, if not by Sunday, from the global government meeting going on in Spain. So look for that tomorrow. I've got a key announcement coming up after the next break. I'm going to blitz through some news, and I promise get to all the phone callers that are patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. But, Ted, I've got some mainstream articles here today that, you know, explain that you've got bankrupt countries bailing out bankrupt countries, and then they bail out the other bankrupt countries. But the private bankers are issuing all this currency and credit out of nothing. They're getting real assets in return. There's a method to this madness, and you notice Greece goes down, and then Spain, and now France, and England, and Iceland, and it's just getting worse and worse. The jobless number's up, more factories shutting down. You've got the situation with mercury. Not going to be able to buy mercury anymore, folks. The government runs GM. They want us dependent. And there's no silver bullet to save anybody in this, except take the states back, take our government back, get a true fiscal responsibility. But as a stopgap measure to protect yourselves, I don't buy gold and silver as an investment. Though I started buying gold, but it was $265 or so an ounce. And I still buy it when it's $1,200. And I don't sell it when it goes up to, quote, take a profit. You know, it's an emergency backup against total depression, just like storable food or firearms. And it's not that I'm living in fear. Oh, no. I'm living in control, just like the old timers, just like the grasshopper doesn't store stuff during the summer. The ant does. The ant lives through the winter. The grasshopper dies. And a lot of people are buying gold right now as an investment. Look, the point is, and people only buy when it's going up. It's crazy. Well, with TED, you can get in a time machine and go back and get a better deal on it. Again, $256 per franc. I wouldn't buy just one and then get a free newsletter. But, you know, that's a great way to stick your toe in. I would move substantively in it if I was you. But that's what I would do personally. TED, briefly, what are some of the other coin offers you've got and other gold coins you've got on hand, silver coins, some of the other smoking deals you've got?
Well, the Walking Liberty half at $975 is a great buy. I mean, we have Eagles, U.S. Eagles. We have Krugerrands. We have Maple Leafs. I mean, we have bags of junk silver.
I saw an article about runs on Krugerrands the last 2 weeks in Deutschland.
You know, their output right now, the Krugerrand has put out, it's at a 25-year high, and they can't keep up with demand. The British sovereigns have been sopped up and taken right out of the marketplace. The francs are falling short behind that right now. The Europeans, who normally don't buy gold, are buying it hands down. I mean, they can't get enough of it because they're watching their nation.
And we've always talked about this. You've got maybe 1% of the population that buys gold to physically hold it. It was less than, you know, 0.5% just 2 years ago. It's about to be 2-4% in the West. It's already more than 50% in India or China. As the yuppies figure out that paper's dangerous, you're not going to be able to find gold, folks. I mean, it's already happening. I don't know how to say it, Ted. I mean, I was telling them 7 years ago at $265 to get into it. Are they going to listen now?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, if they're sitting in the stock market, bond market, if they have annuities, if they're sitting with money in the bank, I mean, you name it. Just anything you can think of. Even the real estate market has been incredibly volatile because of all the debt associated to it. You just simply can't get away from the fact that the United States dollar and foreign currencies are under attack because the central banks that create this money are printing money out of thin air, and it's competing with what we have. It's going to drive the value down. That's why people want gold. I mean, people in India right now are buying gold jewelry like nobody can, no tomorrow. And I just need to say, if you're sitting in the stock market, bond market, whatever it is, if you have a paper asset, you better start considering gold and silver, because it's going to be one of the few things that'll hold value, including your home.
Well, it's like Mark Twain said, he wasn't interested in a return on his money, but just to be able to keep something. And again, I'm not getting into gold and silver for an investment. I'm doing it as an emergency backup. But it is there any investment, Ted, that's done as well as metals in the last 7 years?
Well, not even in the last 7 years, and go back up to all the way back to 6,000 years. The only time that paper investments did well was from about 1980 through about 1999, right in that time frame. Otherwise, gold and silver has always produced more than the paper investments do.
And, of course, that 20 years of artificial boom was designed to sink us as we plunge into world government. What are your silver half dollars at? I know that was one of the best deals I heard you use.
Oh, that's a really good buy. The silver half dollars right now are at $9.75 apiece, and you just can't beat it. It's a great way to get into silver. It's private, portable, and plus also exempt from that 60-45 revenue ruling, which was introduced in 1983, passed in 1984.
Well, to be clear, tell them Alex Jones sent you, or the prices will be a little higher. They're still great deals, but to get these specials. It's the radio special with Alex Jones. So you make sure, say, no, that's the deal I want. Okay, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You can ask them about some of the other specials they've got as well, 800-686-2237. We'll be back with the news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Oh, Smokey's got his ears on.
Hard on the pedal. Some devil mind him breaks.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
I love the final piece of the song. Well, Smokey's got his ears on, and he's out on your trail, and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Okay, I've got some news I want to hit, but I also want to go to your phone calls. George, Sam, Tim, Charlie, Mike on a host of issues that folks want to discuss here today in the last hour. But before I do that, I want to make an announcement. As you know, for 2 years, I have been working on a documentary about chemtrails. And I had been planning to have it come out sometime in the fall or winter of this year. And we are going to do that. And it's more than just a chemtrail film. It's a documentary dealing with all the different ways, or some of the main ways, that the establishment is poisoning us, that the establishment is toxifying our food, our water, our medicines, our air. And the reason I'm now making the chemtrail film is in the last 2 years, government's gone from denying that they're doing these aerosol spray campaigns to admitting it, but putting a spin on it. And we have lots of footage of chemtrails. But we're going to be done with this in about 2 months, and it takes a month or so to get it packaged, ready, you know, mastered, completed. So it should be out in, you know, October or so. But making the film, I do want to get some more of the activist in it. You know, with you out there shooting the chemtrails and you know, maybe while you're shooting the chemtrail, giving us some of your commentary so that we can show the activists out there that are exposing this. Or if you get a tour of your fluoride facility, and then if you send us the footage with a letter, you know, giving us authorization to use it however we want the film and your number, we can call you about it if you want. I'm not guaranteeing if you send it to us, we'll end up using it. Whoever shoots video of chemtrails or gets a tour of your water treatment plant and the sodium fluoride, you know, you should upload whatever you do to YouTube as well, because the, you know, the main goal of this is educating people. But we do want to get more footage of chemtrails versus real contrails. You can send us both. And we want to capture, you know, the different diversity of not just people in the U.S. or Canada, but in England or in Europe. So let me give you the P.O. box. We've got about a month deadline on this. If we're going to be able to use this, a month, maybe a month and a half, because I have limited staff. We've got to get your video and watch it and then make sure you've given us authorization to use it. Basically just send a letter saying, you know, I give you full authorization in the known universe through this limited license to use this however you see fit, but I retain, you know, the right to use it however I want, and your name, Belly Bob, in the footage. Then we can use it. But I, more than just chemtrails, because we've got a lot of that, but I also want to be able to show it in different parts of the country and show a map and say, this person shot this here, this person shot that there. If you don't want your name used, put that in the letter, just authorize us to use it. And again, I'm not saying I can use everything I've sent, but if you've got chemtrail footage you shot, set up a camera and talk about the footage you're sending us along with the footage. Don't send us your originals, because we get so busy, you know, we can't guarantee I'll have the right address or send it back. Send us a copy, or if you don't want it, you can send us the original. But let me give you the P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And this film, 2 years in the making, more than 5 years of research. We got Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. I never did anything with that footage I shot 5 years ago when it got declassified, how the government could create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, use hurricanes. The point is this film covers every angle. Okay. And I mean, the film is well more than half done, and it's kind of been sitting there on the shelf while I got more material. And I finally just said, look, I have this problem with obsessing on something and just getting more, 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 kind of like my JFK film, 5 years in the making. I'm going to try to just pound it out. It's just that I've just got so much. So this is more than a chemtrail film. This is a eugenics documentary about so many issues, vaccines, you name it, and we're covering everything. This will be the definitive chemtrail film. But I do want to have, we've already got people from California and Texas and a few other states, but there it is on prisonplanet.tv. They've zoomed in on the wall to where I have the P.O. box up there for when I forget the address. It's InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Please mail it to us as quickly as you can. Carry a camera around with you. Put it on a tripod. Get us good footage of the chemtrails, handheld, whatever. We'll, you know, and just get it to us. But also make some comments, and that may end up in the film, because I want to show not just Alex Jones talking or the 20 plus people we've interviewed for this. I want to show you the people, you know, we the people out there, and I want footage from Germany. I want footage from Russia. I want footage from Japan. I want footage from Brazil, from Mexico, from England, from Ireland, from Scotland. I need your help, InfoWarriors. So P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And Dave over at the Alex Jones Channel will also snip it out, this little this little rant and post that for people on the web. We're going to post this video on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it's an amazing documentary. We got incredible chemtrails. But I really want to show you the activists and have a little of that flavor in there. And that's the final thing I need to finish this film. So I want to thank you in advance for all your support and all the people that have mailed us chemtrail footage. You know, we've mailed a lot of great chemtrail footage when I called for this a year ago and 2 years ago, respectively, but really no one sent me footage with them talking. And maybe you're nervous. Well, just aim it at a chemtrail while you're talking. Say, I'm here in Bakersfield, California, and you know they're spraying all the time or up on a hilltop. You know, the shots I really want are cities, because I've seen this so many times but not had a camera. Like off 360, Austin. And you'll see a blue sky, and then they start spraying the trails, and it just turns the whole sky into a haze. And they're spraying them at 5,000 feet. And the planes go and turn around and go in crisscrosses. They're not landing. They're not waiting to land. I mean, rural areas. Also, send us your photos to Rob D, R-O-B-D, stands for Rob Dew, at Infowars.com. Or JARON.com, Jaron at Infowars.com. Send us your photos that you took. Bigger res, better. And with a little note where you took it so we can put on the screen, you know, where this was shot. Photos are great as well. Photos you took 5 years ago. If you shot video 10 years ago, I want to be able to say this is 10 years ago in Florida, in Tallahassee. I mean, dig through it all. Don't procrastinate. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. You know, I hate even getting into chemtrails here on air without even going over what it is. You know, we got new listeners going, what in tarnation is this guy talking about? Well, just Google, White House calls for geoengineering planet to save us from global warming. Then you find out, they go, yes, we've had a secret program, and we didn't want to tell you about it. We've had people, like we paid, so they had money for the hotel and stuff to send We Are Change to events in California over a year ago, where top globalists admitted, yeah, we've kept the program secret, but now we're telling you we are geoengineering. I mean, this is powerful stuff. Yeah, there's the Wall Street Journal. Team Obama will consider geoengineering to fight climate change. See, but then when you actually go to the conferences, they admit, oh, well, all the previous stuff was just a giant secret test on all of the continents of the planet. And we got footage of jets flying right beside another jet with no condensation trail versus a trail. Or we've got jets at 5,000 feet in the summer where you cannot get ice crystals. And at 30,000 feet up above them where you're supposed to get them, no ice crystals. Or real contrails being laid down that are dissipating in seconds versus artificial ones that are up there for hours. I mean, it's just... it's unbelievable the scale of this program that is going on. And you know, there's facilities out in Arizona. Just Google Chemtrail Facility Arizona. We don't have the money, the time, the energy. If you want to go shoot footage of that and send it to us, and we got the photos, send it all to Rob D at Infowars.com. In fact, Matt, did we create that special email just for me? Did we ever do that? Because I asked him 2 weeks ago to create it. You know, we'll create one, chemtrails at Infowars.com right now. Will you call the IT guys in here right now? Thank you. Because if I don't do this now, it won't happen. Chemtrails at Infowars.com. Chemtrails at Infowars.com. Matt, can I have chemtrails at Infowars.com? I can't have chemtrails at Infowars.com. Can we set it up right now? Awesome. I know that's a short notice. Okay, I'm done ranting. I apologize. I'm out of control. I'll hit news in the final segment, but let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks a lot for Alex. I mean, it's nice to hear a little bit of rationality from the Israeli point of view. I just wanted to quickly make a suggestion for that JFK thing because you brought it up. Doug Horn was on Unknown Country with Whitney Strieber. He's absolutely fantastic. You have to get him on as a speaker at some point. He basically was part of some sort of investigative group that was with the military that definitively went through all the details to show that they were all either fabricated or manipulated or whatever the evidence.
Well, Los Alamos Laboratories 3 years ago tested a lone bullet and found it wasn't the same bullet as the fragments, and there were no fragments from the lone bullet. It's all fake.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he was getting into. But he goes into meticulous detail, excruciating detail, is what I'm saying. And you can't shoot his stuff down easily. So Doug Horn is somebody you should hit. Maybe, you know, Whitley, or, you know, had a contact him through with
Yeah, well, somebody give me a pen. Somebody bring me a pen here. I had like five of them, and I guess I'd walked out of the room with them. Doug Horn. Okay, well, I mean, was he involved in Los Alamos? Because that was even in, like, the Dallas Morning News 3 years ago about the Los Alamos National Laboratories,
right,
that the Army did the test.
Yeah, he was a part of the last investigative thing to go over all the material. And even with the brain stuff, he seemed to search that down. He came up with new details. But he has, like, a $70 five-volume thing on each piece of detail, so that he's probably done more definitive investigation than anybody on this. If he calls,
well, I'll have to get Jesse Ventura to talk to him then, because I'm consulting on Ventura is supposed to come to Austin the next 2 weeks to interview some locals with what they're doing with the threat fusion centers and with my breaking of the Mayak report. That's one of the episodes. But I'll have to give him that Doug Horn thing on the JFK thing. I appreciate your call. Anything else, George?
One other thing on the Bilderbergers. Why can't we do something like the South Koreans did a number of, it was about a year ago or something like that. They used something like Twitter, where they basically were just fed up with their government, bailing out one of their big companies. They had a couple of thousand people, and before you know it, they kept twittering all over the place until there were millions of people on the floor. Maybe something like that should be suggested, or so how they did it, because whenever one of these characters, whether it's a politician or Bilderbergers, if we could use what the Koreans did, instead of just a couple of hundred people showing up, there'd be tens of thousands showing up and each day growing. Maybe they'd get the idea to shut this thing down before it gets out of hand.
Well, that's a good point. I appreciate your call. It's up to you, the individuals, to make things like that happen. I know for several years they've had Twitter systems and others where the paparazzi use it to harass movie stars and TV personalities, because everybody's on the Twitter in L.A. going, I've got, you know, Charlie Sheen, get him, he's over here eating. And that's kind of mean, because Charlie doesn't deserve that. But for the politicians and the globalists, it certainly is an effective tool to expose them and let them know we're not happy with their criminal activity. You know, to at least come over there, have 100 people show up at a restaurant when they're eating and say, we don't like your new world order. We're not your slaves. Just to let them know, hey, we know who you are. But as Brzezinski said, the people are now aware of the fact that we have a world government. And that's a big part of it. Sam in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I know I don't got much time, so I'm just going to quickly start off by saying you're a true patriot. And on top of that, you are a humanitarian, because information is everything, and we need to educate everybody we can. I just recently was fortunate enough to get a link from a friend to your Facebook page, and ever since then, I've been listening to you every single day, and I've been trying to call, and I just finally got through today. I wanted to start off.
Well, that's a beautiful story. I mean, that's how we're reaching more and more people. I think of unlocking a mind or giving somebody, you know, a great source of a multi-spectrum information, because my listeners are activists and are reaching out to people. That's why we're having an effect. And it's not just this show. It's a paradigm shift across the board. If the people realize that personal contact or internet contact from person to person with the truth is unstoppable, if people realize the power they have. But go ahead.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I just wanted to quickly touch up on Israel and a few other things, because I myself am a Persian American. I'm Muslim American. And I don't want people lashing out at Jewish people, because that's not right and that's not Islam at all. The thing is, you need to distinguish the difference between Judaism and Zionism. The Zionists are the ones that control the major state of Israel. And there's actually a group that I just recently found online called Jews United Against Zionism. And these are Jewish rabbis, Orthodox Jews, that do not believe in the state of Israel.
It's Neutrakarty. It's Neutrakarty, yeah.
Absolutely. And this is just one thing that needs to be touched upon, because people are really starting to move towards anti-Semitism, and that's not what is the solution.
Well,
because
my
that's
issue
not right.
is, though, is that, you know, the brand of Zionism with blockades of Gaza and doing all those horrible things is really bad, and I'm against it. But then there's, I think it's terms. When people use a term like Zionist, well, I mean, there's so many, like, Christians who want the end of the world to happen in Israel. They call themselves Christian Zionists. So I think that's where these terms confuse people.
I agree. They do. And, you know, these are things that we need to distinguish the difference between, because the last thing we need is misinformed people starting, you know, controversy that we don't need, because we have bigger problems like the Bilderberg Group and these elite who see to control our world, our way of life, our way of thought. And that's the true terrorism. That's what we need to fight, is the fact that they go on the news and spread their propaganda to basically manifest fear in people. So when they come out with these outrageous plans to have carbon taxes and this and that, we can't stand for that. And you know what? Information is everything. You're doing the right thing, and I'm going to do my part. I'm going to take footage of chemtrails. I've been telling every person that I come in contact with about you and your show, and that's just what I'm trying to do. I'm 26 years old. I'm a different demographic, and me and my friends, we've been buying respiration gear and biochemical suits. We've been buying everything we could, gold, everything, because we actually do think these elite are going to try something absurd, like martial law. And, you know, I just can't see that happening. I really can't.
Well, I mean, it's an incremental martial law where they put you through naked body scanners and then admit they're recording your genitals and laughing at you. That's martial law. Or when the IRS takes your house, or when cities are taking houses for $360 water bills. That's martial law. When the government's saying that they may take your pension funds, that's martial law. When police are beating up people for videotaping them, that's martial law. And so incrementally, we are going into this. I'm going to hit a few news articles and a few more calls on the other side from Charlie, John, Sean, and others. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Well, a couple weeks ago, prominent members of Chicago society, 80-plus years old, were being robbed at weapon point, so they defended themselves with firearms. And I said, watch, they're probably going to be indicted. And the mob boss Daley is moving to have them indicted. Korean War vet in Chicago in the last few days used a firearm to shoot and kill a longtime felon who was benefited from the catch and release program, and he was breaking in to the home and attacking the guy's wife, so he shot him. And Mayor Daley's basically calling him scum. Just like a reporter a few weeks ago talked about the Second Amendment and how there's no right to own guns in Chicago, so they have a higher crime rate. And Daley went crazy and said, I will shove a gun up your, and I will, you know, I'll blow you away. I mean, he's just like a wild animal. I rule you. I'm going to get your guns. I own you. I'm taking it all. I mean, that's just who these people are. Bloomberg, all of them. New law will require a license to be a journalist. That's all over the news. Calls increase for government to regulate internet journalists and bloggers. Liberal coalition demands FCC move to shut down talk radio. I mean, this is all over the news. This is mainstream news. This is going on. Here's some good news, though. They demonized Rand Paul, said he was basically Adolf Hitler. What happened? It was all lies. His approval rating and his polls went up. Went up. So that's the good news. People are not buying the propaganda anymore. And that article is at GCN Live, just GCNLive.com by Paul Watson. Rand Paul extends lead over Conway despite racism smear. Get this out to everybody. Send it to the media and say, you're out of bullets. No one believes you anymore. When you demonize someone, people go, oh, I better vote for him. Charlie in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to talk to you, Alex. Long time listener, first time caller. I'm going to be very brief. We're running out of time. Like yourself, I always like to get my information correct. I'm sorry I missed Victor when he was on, but I have a statement from a Dr. Alan Siborski. He's the former director of Strategic Studies Institute, U.S. Army War College. He states in a one-line statement, it is 100% certain 9/11 was a Mossad operation. He's an impeccable source, and I think he has access to intelligence that you and I could only dream of having.
Who is that again?
Dr. Alan Siborski, S-A-B-R-O-S-K-Y.
And only issue is I had Alan Hart on earlier, former top BBC reporter, and he said, well, I think the Arabs are going to attack us, and Israel knew and basically piggybacked. And from my research, NORAD was ordered to stand down. Cheney, in front of the transportation secretary in the bunker, said the order still stands for the stand down. The U.S. embassies were ordered to let the guys in. They were trained at military bases. They thought they were taking part in a drill. And I know it's all kind of cause celeb and trendy to say Israel did it. I understand that. I'm not saying Israel doesn't do false flags. And there were a lot of neocons involved in 9/11 that are, you know, really Israeli agents. But to say just Israel did it, I like Tarpley's detailed analysis, Charlie. And that explains how they have mole rogue networks in all the major Western intelligence agencies. It's kind of like the Mujahideen had Pakistani, Israeli, U.S., and British support. And over again, I'm just saying there's multi-heads of the Hydra. People say, no, it's a one-headed dragon. Well, I mean, my research shows multi-headed dragon. I mean, what do you say to that?
I believe there are others that are complicit in this operation. It just wasn't one-sided. I want to touch on one other thing, and then I'm going to let others get through. As far as your chemtrail spraying with the chemicals that we're all being exposed to, there's a product out there that will get rid of all of these toxins in our...
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. So we want to have time to get others through. Mike, John, Sean, James, calling back tomorrow. I guess ahead of the line if you tell folks you were on hold. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. We had news from Bilderberg. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.